I apologize, I'm going off script a little bit. Number one. Number two, I want to be mocked in that I want to point out a few points about Tachanun, which I don't think the Tzibur is familiar with. I mentioned this once before. I've davened it recently. I haven't been well, so I've been davening a little bit later. I have recently multiple times. I just want to, things I've noticed with various different Chazonim, I just want to point out, nothing to do with today's Baal Tefillah, specifically. That's the Hakdama. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah points out, or the Shari Tshuva points out, the beginning of Hilchos in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, that he quotes in the name of the Shirei Bracha, which is from the Chidah, in the name of earlier Svarim, that when the Tzibur is falling for Tachanun, even if you're holding the middle of Sukkot Dimra, he holds you fall with the Tzibur, because that's part of a Maisa, and the Filas Apayim should be done with the Tzibur. So that is indicative of the fact that it's Kosher, that it should be done with Tzibur. There's a mile of Nefilas Apayim with Tzibur. So I think, which it used to be, was common by Bali Tefillah, I've come up 40, 50 years ago, at the end of the long Bahurachum, the Chazan would say out loud the end of the paragraph, and everybody would fall in the Fils of Paim at that point in time. So I think it's appropriate, the person who's davening for the Amid should finish off the paragraph out loud, so everybody can know that that's the appropriate time, that everybody should say Tefillah of Paim together at the same time. Mishnah Berurah does hold, if you finish before the Chazan, you should not wait. If a person finishes saying the paragraph of the Bahurachum before the Chazan gets to the Nefilas HaPayim, he should not wait, he should be Nefil HaPayim beforehand, not to make a hefsek between the Nefilas HaPayim and Shemoneh Esrei. The Rambam says the Nefilas HaPayim is a hemshech of Shemoneh Esrei. That's why the Nusa Tzvar, they do not say that the Hurachum first, they say it afterwards, because the Nefilas HaPayim is directly connected to the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shabura Minag Ashkenaz is to say the Hurachum beforehand, but even so, a person should not be mafsek, and therefore you're not able to talk. Period. You're not supposed to talk between the Shemoneh Esrei and the Nefilas HaPayim, and even to be mafsik that long paragraph, a person should not wait. But if a person is holding behind, they should fall together with the Chazan. So that means the Chazan should say it out loud. Number one. Number two, this is going to be just looking ahead. The paragraph of the Keler HaPayim, which we say after the Chatzi Kaddish before it's all Sefer Torah, does not depend on Tachanun. When you say it's not totally in Tachanun, it goes together with when you say the days you do not say Lam Natseach. The days you do not say Lam Natseach, you do not say the paragraph of Keler HaPayim. The days that you say you do not say Tachanun, but you do say Lam Natseach, you do say Keler HaPayim. For example, the month of Nisan, I noticed multiple Chazanim, as soon as the Kaddish is finished, it's Nisan, we don't say Tachanun, they go, the Himin Tzaharim, that is incorrect. You say the paragraph of Keler HaPayim, and then you do a Tzot Sefer Torah. The only time you do not say Keler HaPayim is the days you do not say Lam Natseach. For example, Purim Katan is Purim Gadol also, you do not say Lam Natseach, you do not say Keler HaPayim. But a day that you're, any day which you're not, there's a milah, there's a chasen, there is, it's during the month, it's the month of Nisan, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, those days, even you do not say tachanun, you do say keler kapayim. A third point is achenu. The original minig, which none of you are old enough to remember, was that only the chasen say achenu. Only the Chazan would say Achenu, nobody else. That was original minig. This minig is brought down, and actually this minig goes back to, it's not a Gemara, but it's already mentioned in the Siddur of Reb Amram Goin. So that's one of the Goin already mentions the minig to say that these paragraphs of Yehiratzen and Achenu, the minig was the Chazan would say it, nobody else. About 40 years ago, somebody came and granted a wine and said along with him, so he started saying along with him. And next thing you know, the Chazan not saying it out loud anymore. So I think that's incorrect. I think the Chazan should say it out loud. It's the Chazan's tefillah. The Chazan should be saying it out loud. You want to say it with him? Zut dehei. Very nice, beautiful. But that it shouldn't be that you're drowning out the Chazan. It shouldn't be the Chazan is not relying on everybody else to say it, and he's saying it quietly. It's the tefillah of the Chazan. Everybody should be answering amen after the Chazan finishes saying it. It's a very powerful tefillah. It's appropriate. People want to say it alone. Because hey, that's not an issue. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the Chazan should be saying it, and the Chazan should be saying it. Should be saying it out loud. Last point. Just want to clarify. Mishnah Berurah points out that any time that you're something that you're mechuyev to listen to, it's a mikra din. You're mechuyev to listen to. We should not have the person being girdless Sefer Torah and saying things which are mechuyev. For example, Haftarah. So the luck is, we wait till the person finishes totally being girdless Sefer Torah, covering with a mantle, and then you start Birchas Haftarah. Because the person who's being girdless has to hear Birchas Haftarah. You're supposed to listen to Birchas Haftarah. That applies to people which are being girdless the Sefer Torah also. So you have to wait. But by regards to Hirotzen, Mishabura points out, since it's a minig, it's not Mikir Adin, so the Chazan does not need to wait till they finish closing the Sefer Torah to start the Hirotzen. He can start the Hirotzen immediately, even while they're still rolling up the Sefer Torah and tying it up and covering it. So the Chazan does not have to wait. So if you see a Chazan not waiting, that is appropriate. Reverse, stand up. That is true over there, but it's not true of Birchas Haftarah. Birchas Haftarah, if you're the person, should not start Birchas Haftarah until they finish closing up the Sefer Torah totally. Last point, now that this came up, I want to point out there's a halacha being malavra Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is moving by, there's a chiyuv, you're supposed to accompany it. So if you see the Sefer Torah moving in the hallway, because we go back and forth under one roof, which is a questionable, the whole idea of moving Sefer Torah is not l'chatkila, but we don't have an option. So within one building, under one roof, there's the what to be said to move a Sefer Torah around. But you see the Sefer Torah moving in the hallway, you should all walk with them. You should not be busy having your own conversations, continuing your own thing. The Sefer Torah is walking by, you accompany it, you're quiet, and you accompany it. Sefer Torah comes in, but we know you're supposed to stand up. That's true as well. You notice that I waited until it was put in. I saw this on Hagar myself in a different context. Shira of Gifter was once speaking in Cleveland, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, one of the Zikne Ador, Gedoli Ador, walked in, and Rabbi Shira was quiet in the middle of the drasha. He was saying until Rabbi Yaakov went to his seat. In honor of such a person, you don't talk while he's going to his seat. So now the Sefer Torah, the Sefer is moving by. I'm not busy schmoozing with you. Right now we're standing in honor of the Sefer Torah, and we're quiet at that point in time. Have a good morning.